On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, mom Nicole Zistler and 10-year-old son Tristan talk about his adoption and birth father.
Do you remember anything, what was going on through your head when you first saw me?
I do. So when I first saw you, it was when your caseworker brought you. It was a Friday night around 5 o'clock. The sun was just setting. And you were asleep. And you had just the most beautiful head of blonde, curly hair. It was right before you turned 2. You had fallen asleep in the car, and you were sleeping on Miss Julie's shoulder, and you woke up, and I was so nervous. I was so nervous because Daddy and I, we had tried to have kids, and we weren't able to, and we had gone through all those foster care classes, and we had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and Miss Julie walked up to the door, and you opened your eyes, and even though you were quiet, it was like I always knew that we were meant to be together. And that was pretty amazing. And I remember being really nervous because normally parents, they have 9 months to get ready for a baby, right? Because the mom, she has the baby in her belly and then the baby's born and there's all this time. And the second you came into our home, you just really, you fit in. Everything was just perfect. So I always knew. I always knew I was meant to be your mom, which is weird, right?
Yeah.
And it took a while to get you adopted. And once we got you adopted, it was such a relief for me because foster care can be so nerve-wracking. Can you kind of explain what you think of foster care? What does it mean to be in foster care?
It means your birth parents couldn't properly take care of you, and they knew they couldn't properly take care of you. And so they went through a lot of work to get you into foster care. So two parents that could properly take care of you, take care of you.
Yeah, that's what it was for you. Sometimes, not always with foster care, do parents want to have the agency kind of come in and help take care of you. In your case, one of the things I want to say I'm so proud of your birth dad for is he really knew at that point in his life that he wasn't able to take care of you. And even though we don't know much about him, one of the things we know is how much he loves you and how he just really wanted to make sure that you had the best experience possible. So just recently, we found out that we are able to email your birth dad. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've emailed him?
I made a letter, and so my mom took a picture of that, and she sent that to him, but we haven't really heard back from him yet.
Yep.
So I'm really nervous to hear what he says.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I'm nervous and excited.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since I've ever even heard from him. You know how it is when you haven't heard from someone in a long time, and then, you know, you finally get to talk to them.
It's a big deal.
And, like, I don't, like, face-to-face get to talk to him, but I don't really care as long as I get to communicate with him.
If one day you ever got to see him face-to-face, would that be something you would want to do?
Yeah? Yes.
Why do you think that's important to you?
Because I just really miss him, and
it's okay. Take a minute. It's okay to miss him.
Tristan and his birth father met last November and several times since. Nicole tells us, during their first meeting, Tristan and his birth dad kept staring at each other's faces, soaking in every feature. StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.